views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, just a reminder that we had a new moon this past Saturday, January 28th, and its powerful new energies will start to bring in opportunities and connections. And on the same day, we experienced a new chapter of our story, which is unfolding, and it's the Chinese New Year of the Fire Rooster. And while 2016 energies of the sign of the fire monkey saw a lot of drama, we saw a tremendous amount of drama last year, this year's energies will be all about how we're going to walk the walk and follow through on our dreams. Speaking about walking the walk instead of talking the talk, last week's show, You Cannot Fail, said precisely that you cannot fail and that it is time to walk the walk. Rather than quick results, this energy of the fire rooster, the Chinese New Year, it will help us with determination and discipline to do the work that is required for us to reach our goals. Keep your eye focused on your prize that you value and you wish to attain, and keep chipping away, for this year is all about long-term results. Now, if you've missed any of these past month's shows, which are all archived on my Angel Healing House radio host page, the Posse of Angels chose the theme for January to be all about fresh starts and new beginnings, as 217 is numerologically a 1 year. And in their second week's show, they chose the topic, Dare Yourself, because they know that changes can be scary to a lot of people. And so they channeled the topic, Dare Yourself in 2017, to inspire us to fly wider and higher this year than we ever thought possible. Then in the third week, they got really practical on what we can do to start anew, as so many of us have cleared so much that will be manifesting and stepping into very new realities and to give us added hope and inspiration. As I mentioned, last week's show was entitled, You Cannot Fail. And today, they are not pulling any punches and they're alerting you to be on the lookout as they ask, are you sabotaging your fresh starts? So, like myself, you may be excited to be presented with the manifestation of opportunities and connections that will see you stepping into a very new life. But then the more you think about stepping into your dream life, the more it may be causing you to have anxiety and doubt that it will ever happen. You know, a lot of us have been doing this work for 5, 10, 15, some 20, some 30 years. And some of us have been waiting so long to see the physical, tangible manifestation of our dreams that, you know what, we would be absolutely justified in thinking that it may never happen. Many of my clients have spoken about feeling like they have been held back as they have been presented with many instances over the past years where it seemed like the universe was bringing them those important people and opportunities that would have propelled them forward into their dreams. And what eventuated for them was a disconnect, and things just sort of fell by the wayside and nothing much of anything happened. It might have seemed like our life was on hold and that our projects and our endeavors were permanently stalled. Okay, listeners, so on one hand, we may think that our big break in our careers and our projects may never happen. But you know what is even scarier for some people is that it just might happen. We may think, what if the people and the events do show up to propel me forward? What happens after I've visualized and I've prayed, I've trusted, and I believed in those new in this new dream life of mine? What if I'm unable to do what I imagined and dreamed of doing? And what if I am not up to the task of living it? It is this thought, whether conscious or unconsciously held, that is not only scaring the heck out of many of us, it's causing us to sabotage ourselves and to actually backpedal. You know, in the past month, I've heard of many instances where clients have prayed and begged for the fulfillment of their prayers. And once those prayers have been received, they have sabotaged themselves from moving forward. For instance, a clairvoyant friend of mine was having so much trouble keeping body and soul together financially these past few years, and she prayed that the universe would send her a steady job for her to easily to be able to pay her bills and her rent and to still do what she loves doing. Now, several months later, she was offered the fulfillment of her wishes, a job in the caretaking industry, which carried a great deal of responsibility, and it even came with the possibility to use her alternative and holistic practices by employing Reiki. And although this was the answer to her prayers a mere few months ago, she told me before starting her job that she was so fearful about being able to take on such a high level of responsibility that was keeping her up at nights. And now instead of experiencing joy, she was experiencing great anxiety, worry, and fear. And she thought a long time about not taking the job. Now, another example came from a client who had been praying and asking the universe to connect her with just the right people in the music industry to help her sign on her new album. And when her prayers were answered by manifesting just this right person, she then started to question this producer's integrity and whether or not to sign on with him. When her intuition told her full well to step forward, as he was honest and he was truthful, it was later revealed that her hesitation to step forward truly had nothing to do with his integrity, but because he was such a well-respected and well-known producer, her sabotage had everything to do with fearing that her music would not be good enough to sign on with him, and she feared that her music did not measure up to his other very successful artists and their albums that he produced. So she really went into a downward spiral and saw herself in competition with his successful artists that he'd already signed on. You know, listeners, the Posse of Angels wishes for all of us to ask ourselves, who am I to be successful? Who am I to be recognized? Ask yourself, who are you to be an authority in my field? And no matter who you are, they will answer on your behalf. They're saying, of course, you are a child of God and you're divine, and you have every right to shine and bring forth your abilities, your gifts, and your talents. Just like the moon, just like the stars and the sun, you were made manifest in God's brilliant radiance in order to shine brightly on the planet and not diminish your light. Asking and pleading and begging and crying for the universe to fulfill our desires has been, well, really a full-time task for many of us over these past years. We have visualized ourselves finally being able to be seen and perceived, to be heard and recognized for our hard work and for our effort and our dedication to the light. But you know what? Asking for something and receiving it, oh, they are two very different things. And when our wish to be able to do that something, whatever that is, whatever that wish is held or that dream that is held in your heart that you go to and you say, oh, wouldn't that be wonderful if I could? Well, when and that wish of ours is actually granted, be warned that it can cause more heartaches if you're not 100% committed wholeheartedly to it with great joy and great enthusiasm and great passion. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to remind us that now that the collective has been given the possibility to reside in higher dimensional energies, we really need to reflect on what we wished for before, when possibly we were residing in lower dimensional frequencies. They are suggesting that many of our wishes were made just for purely monetary gain, as so many of us were programmed to believe that more money would bring us happiness. Many of our former prayers were those which were fueled by ego. Wishes such as praying to get a coveted job position or to be catapulted to fame were made to show perhaps one's family, one's friends, or it could be one's ex, that we made these wishes so that we could appear that we were worthy of praise and we were worthy of recognition. Please do remember, if you are doing anything in order to seek revenge or doing anything to show others how worthy and how deserving you really are, then this is going against your divine nature. You are giving your power away, as you already are worthy and deserving, as this is your inherent birthright as a spiritual being having a human experience. You know, when it comes to reflecting on our desires, the Posse of Angels is asking us if we are coming from the purest place within us. You know, when it comes to my wishes and desires and visualizing what I would love to be able to experience in my life, I always bring it back to, how can I serve best? How can I show me how I can be of best service? And yes, we are all intention, And yes, we are all pure intention within us. And then we let go of the how and the when of our intentions happening. But that's what I bring it down to. I always bring it down to show me how to be of best service. You know, I've often asked my clients to reflect on their dreams, on their wishes, their desires, and to ask themselves if they would do this thing, regardless of the money, regardless of the fame, and regardless of any recognition, regardless of rewards. If they would solely be doing what they love doing with passion and creativity, and because of the unbridled joy it gives them. And many times, a lot of those clients will say, well, I would love doing it, but how am I going to make any money? And I remind them that our money does not come from the earth plane. We are abundant in nature, and our abundance comes from source. Now, another way to tune in to see if this dream or this desire that we prayed for and visualized truly makes us happy is to ask ourselves if when we are doing it, do we lose all track of time? Personally, I am like this when I am writing. Writing is breathing for me, and I'm so excited and joyous to bring forth information that the channel is always open for me. Blogs, newsletters, radio shows, books, they all flow easily and gracefully for me because writing is not merely what I do. Writing is who I am. I know that this talent, this gift was seated in my soul. It was co-created there by God and myself, and when I am doing it, I am losing all track of time. I'm being of best service, and then because I feel so abundant, I have been abundantly looked after by the universe. When you've tapped into absolutely loving what you do creatively, passionately, with no reservations, and with the enthusiasm of a child, then one's world grows exponentially grander to encompass all of that excitable energy. And the Posse of Angels is reminding us that in these very new, higher dimensional frequencies, we all get to choose what we love to do. But the caution here is not to go back to old ways of perhaps thinking that one does not have the certification and the skills to step forward. Remember that we are now able to work with the intangible and the unbelievable in the limitless possibilities of synchronicities, miracles, and magic. Now, to help you align with your passion, put your emphasis on creativity, playing, joy, and having fun, and the rest will look after itself. You know, speaking about sabotaging, I recently had a client come to me who had created a life of enabling and codependency through her abusive, lying past two marriages. She shared with me that as a child, both her mother and her father lied to her and shamed her to such an extent that she became shy, introverted, and shut down her communication when it came to explaining her needs to others. By disempowering herself, she drew others who controlled and manipulated her, and it was no surprise that all the men in her life were liars. When I asked her about her current relationship, she explained that she had been having a 2-year affair with a married man, and she cried that she was so sick and tired of lying and hiding it. I asked her if she could manifest any relationship to herself. Would this be her ideal one? She said, "Of course not. I would want someone who's going to make me a priority, but that does not exist, as all men lie." I looked at her and I said, "My husband Pete does not lie, and I know many men in my life who do not lie." I explained that in life we experience that which is a direct reflection of the beliefs that we hold within and perpetuate. Because she had been lying, and living this lie with this married man, then in her external world, then she brought liars to herself. To fulfill her programming and belief that all men are liars, she sabotaged herself from having an honest relationship by having an affair with a married man. By lying to herself and accepting less than she so richly deserved, this client's life was filled with compromise and settling for less. You know, listeners, when I asked her about the affair, she actually said that after their stolen time together, it was crummy the way he always ran home to his wife. I told her that if we accept the crumbs of life, then we will always have a crummy life. When you're suddenly offered the fulfillment of your wishes in 2017, and the banquet of your prayers is laid out in front of you, will you wait to only settle for the crumbs? Or will you step forward and seize your just desserts? You know, listeners, I know which one I will step forward to and drink and eat to my heart's well-deserved desires. You are listening to me, Claire Candy Hough, on Angel Healing House Radio, on its new home of Transformation Talk Radio, which can be heard weekly every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you know, with all of this talk about sabotaging, let's see if any of our callers are doing things that might be sabotaging their dreams. Let's go to our first caller. First caller, Stephanie from New York. Stephanie, hello, you're on Angel Healing House Radio with Claire Candy Hough. And question, are you doing anything to sabotage your dream?
I don't know. It's a good question. Hi.
Hi. Nice to speak with you. Yeah. And sometimes because we do things to sabotage ourselves and we do it on an unconscious level, it's not so easy to see unless we really delve into it.
Yeah.
Take time to
Do you get a sense that I am? Do they have anything?
Well, what is your question for today?
Well, there's a program that I've been thinking about doing for a long time now, probably over 10 years, the Institute of Integrative Nutrition in New York. And I've been struggling with it because, well, part of it is money. I haven't had the money for it before. And then part of it is I'm not sure if it would actually teach me anything or not, because I've been learning so much about nutrition on my own over the years. Mm-hmm. And then I think I had sort of let it go. And then I saw that a cousin of mine is doing it and put herself out there as his holistic coach. And I was surprised. I got so angry. And I was also surprised because she's pretty new to it and also likes drinking and stuff. And then I started thinking, you know, I could do that. But I don't know if this program is the right program for me, or if I should try to get in on the January one and take sort of the financial risk, or wait till March, or do something else, or, you know. But I was really thinking a lot about it for the last week especially, but it's been on and off for years. And I was wondering what that's about.
Okay. Well,
and also why I was so mad.
Well, the reason why you're so mad is because, you know, you felt like the person who has an idea and sits on it and sits on it and says, well, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. And suddenly then you see somebody on, what is that? Not Shark Tank. You know, somebody that presents it to the world and it's a success. And you said, but that was my idea. But that was, why do you think you've drawn this friend to yourself? As you say, it was a cousin or a friend?
It's a third cousin. I don't know if she's a success. She might be, but yeah.
Okay, so the reason that you brought this information to yourself is to get you a little bit irritated. You know, I've had this, my intuition has been telling me to step forward to this for a long time, and I've ummed and I've erred and you know, I haven't taken inspired action towards it. And this would give me, you know, this would give me a base to do all kinds of things with it. When you said January or March, they definitely got a good feeling about going into the March program. they said that, you know, yes, you do have a great deal of awareness and knowledge when it comes to holistic things. But they're also saying that that you will learn a lot, and this will give you some added knowledge, you know, to put yourself out there, just like your cousin's doing. This would be a wonderful new beginning for you for 2017, and it will give you a platform to then be able to do such wonderful work and be of service to so many people. Let's go to the cards, Stephanie. They're definitely nodding their heads yes. Okay, great confirmation. The Chariot, they want you to move. They want you to move towards this, and then you'll get recognition around your knowledge of what you already know, and then it will give you a wider scope for nutrition, for naturopathy, or you know, to be able to holistically help others. The next card that's coming out
for
you.
What did you say? Ethan, nutrition, and what was the second word?
Like a naturopath. That might be included in there. The next card that's coming out for you is the Devil card. The Devil card is saying that, you know, you've been second guessing yourself for a long time, for a very, very long time. And it's, you know, and it's this underlying thing of, well, I don't know if I should, you know, listen to my intuition. I don't know if I should take inspired action. And this is undermined. This is undermined you. But they really want you to let go of the burden of this, and they want you to make movement forward. So they're saying, I've only got about a minute left, Stephanie, before my break, but I want to tell you that they're saying yes to March, and they're telling you to go for it. So I hope that's been helpful.
Yes, thank you. Is it because I could try to save up money by then, or just because I missed a deadline?
No, your intention is that you will be able to do this by March, and you say thank you for the funds that are going to be coming in to be able to do this. You could even ask if you can do it a payment as you go. So if there's a will, there's a way, but right now you have to set your intention that's going to be March, and that you're going to do this enthusiastically, and you're going to love this, and you're going to step forward. So I'm wishing you every success with this. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. And we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll take more of your calls.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
And we are back. You are listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, on its brand new home of Transformation Talk Radio. I cannot believe it's already been a month since I've been on this new platform, this wonderful new home of Transformation Talk Radio. And if you've just joined us, Angel Healing House Radio can be heard weekly every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, we were talking, the Posse of Angels, their topic today was, are you sabotaging your new fresh beginnings and your fresh starts? And let's see if our next caller is doing something that might be sabotaging her dreams, along with any question that she might have. Let's go to our next caller. Caller Gina from Connecticut. You're on the line with me, Claire Candy Hoff, and Angel Healing House Radio. Are you doing anything to sabotage your dreams, Gina?
Not anymore.
Hello? All right.
Yeah, I learned my lesson.
And haven't we all? You know, I don't think if we're human, playing the human game, I don't think there's anyone out there that can truthfully say that they haven't sabotaged their dreams. You know, when their intuition, I know for me, when I met my ex, you know, I had 3 years of my intuition telling me, you know, this just doesn't seem right. This doesn't feel right. And because I'd been programmed to marry somebody with that checklist, although there was not a great deal of love there, I fell into an abusive relationship. And so, you know, but I learned from it. It was one of my best teachers. And hopefully we go on, as Gina just said beautifully, I learned the lesson. So, mm-hmm. So how have things been for you the beginning of 2017?
I have to say great. 2016 was definitely the year of mastery. Mm-hmm. In many ways, and which really helped me to let go of that part of self-sabotaging and hiding myself and all those negative things so that I can't express myself or let the world see who I am. Mm-hmm. So I'm back on board with my long-term goal, and I'm working towards it, and I'm excited.
It's a wonderful place where many of us in the Conscious Collective are now. I just put out my newsletter, which is Speak Your Truth. And it has so much to do with the phrase alternative facts, which has been bandied around the last couple of weeks since it was uttered in a news interview, as if alternative facts are a substitute for the truth. And many of us, having gone through that year, the year of drama, when the only drama was, it was finally waking us up to find our voice, for us to really take note of what it is that we want to listen to, you know, what we want to, how we want to be of service to the planet. So what was your question today, Gina?
I didn't really have a question. I was just calling. I called about 6 months ago for a general reading, and I'm just kind of doing the same thing, just checking in and seeing what's in the cards for 2017.
Okay, let's do a bit of a general read here, see what comes out. Yeah, with so many of us, the Posse of Angels wants me to remind you of this, and I don't know, they're saying to remind Jean of this, which will remind others. Last night, my husband and I got Chinese food, and we love opening up the fortune cookies, which, you know, you get afterwards. And he opened up his and read a lovely fortune, and I opened up mine, and there was no fortune inside of there. And I went, oh! And that's the first time that's happened to me. And I went, Pete, there's no fortune in here. And he said, that's because you are at a stage now where you are writing your own fortunes. And that's, and they wanted me to reiterate that to you, Gina, because you are a master. You have mastered yourself.
You live in that light of the divine, and you are led. You are led in that co-creation beautifully, and they want you to understand that it that you are writing your own fortunes and your own fortune in every single moment. And that's how powerful an alchemist that you are. And so many of that are listening to this will also resonate with it, because that we have been marching towards this, some of us, for, you know, years, 5, 10, 15, 20. I know some people who, a good friend of mine was burning her bra in the 60s and, you know, marching and, and protesting. And a lot of us have been waiting for this cycle to start in 2017. So they're taking their hats off and they're tipping it to you and they're saying, thank you. Thank you for your devotion to the light. And thank you for all that you do in just being who you are and mastering yourself. First, oh, I love this card. Oh, this is you, Gina. Nine of Pentacles, the beautiful lady in her garden, you know, surrounded by gold finery. The pentacles are there. The falcon on her arm denotes royalty, wealth, abundance, riches. And they really want you to luxuriate in this because it has been a long, hard road, you know, and some of it was sabotage along the way. And you have learned your lessons. And so the nine is the completion, the true completion of the cycle. So they really want you to know that you deserve this. You deserve this. And to luxuriate in it. The next card that's coming out for you is the Six of Cups. They're saying that I believe in the coming months, in the months coming up, yeah, they're saying in the early part of 2017, there are going to be people from your past that are going to come, that are going to reappear, and they're going to bring you information that is very pertinent. Is it relationship? Relationship-wise, and is it career-wise? And it's career-wise as well. So they want you to be on the lookout. And the Six of Cups is such a beautiful card. It denotes, you know, memories of childhood, about beautiful sentimental moments, and going back and perceiving things very different with the energies of who you are now. And then the next card that is coming out for you is the Wheel of Fortune card. And they want you to know that since you've mastered so much and since you have brought so much into alignment, that the universe, that the Wheel of Fortune can now really spin in your direction to bring you that good fortune and those opportunities and those connections to fulfill your dreams, because there is no longer any restrictions. Isn't that wonderful? They're saying there's no longer any limitations or restrictions. Now, they want us to know when they say there's no more limitations or restrictions, they want us to know that we still do not have providence over how things are going to happen and when things are going to happen. But we have that ability to be able to create our own fortunes and then to open up to the magic, open up to see them how the magic is going to unfold for us in 2017. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Take care.
You as well.
Bye-bye. And that goes for just all of us. 2016 was a very, very difficult year. My dad passed away last March, and it was a lot of endings. And 2017 is a breath of fresh air. Okay, so we've got our third caller is Anne from Orange County. Anne, have you been doing anything to sabotage your fresh starts?
No, I have not. Actually, I had just very difficult
start of the year because of my mom's illness. Otherwise, yeah, I didn't do anything. Just not that bad. How are you?
That's good. And how is your mom now?
She is doing a little bit better. She's still in the hospital, but we'll see. She's very elderly, so I'm not keeping my hopes because she's in this age where she also has a dementia. So it's not easy.
Oh, it's not easy, no. And you know what? What will help her enormously is if you surround her with comfort and that green healing light of Archangel Raphael, and just surround her in unconditional love. We cannot, determine if somebody is going to cross or not, because we all write in our contracts when we are going to exit this physical plane. But what we can do when that person is here, we can even do it when they're across the veil, is send them energies of that green healing light and surround them with pink of unconditional love. And when we do this, we indirectly have the healing ourselves with the unconditional love and also the green healing light. So what was your question today, Anne?
Well, my question was, what do you see for me in terms of love and relationships for 2017? I'm looking for something long-lasting, not just a date. I know a person from my past who emailed me recently. I'm just not sure if that's something that would develop, but that was my main question.
Okay, so let's see. Let's see around relationships. And this person from your past... Well, okay. This person from your past came back again because it was to reawaken the flame of love inside of you. Now, will this person develop into a long-term? It's interesting because when I ask the Posse of Angels, either most of the time they give me a direct yes or a direct no. And in this case, the pendulum is just swinging around and around, and it's saying that he's not sure whether he wants to have a committed relationship or not. He's also a little bit gun shy, and so they're saying, for you, the most important thing that you can do is open your heart to receive, make yourself vulnerable, and don't take all expectations and take all attachments off this relationship. Go into it as loving, as kind, as gentle, and sweet, and then see what happens. Because you can't control anyone else, and that's why they're not saying yes or no with this person of your past coming back again. Whether it's a long-term relationship, because, the ball is in both of your courts and you can be open to receive. But if this person is not ready, they're just not ready. So they're saying, really, see, and oh, they are also saying, make sure all doors from your past relationships are closed. What they want you to do as an exercise is they want you to sit quietly, bring forward the higher self of any of those past relationships, and see if you can acknowledge that you wrote them into your contract, bless them, and thank them. And if there are any triggers and any reactions about forgiving them or unconditional love for them, then there's still energies that will affect your new relationship that you wish to bring to yourself. So that's a really good thing to make sure that those doors on the past are closed. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Okay.
Yeah.
The first.
Yeah, Claire. Let me ask that. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry. The first card that's coming out for you is the Two of Swords. The Two of Swords is that card that's saying, yes, I need to be at peace with whatever happens. I can't, because I can't control someone else. All I can do is open up my heart, make myself vulnerable, you know, and say, yes, I will show you, God and the angels, that I am open to receiving a beautiful love. So either it will be this one, or it will be something better that will come along. The next one is the trust card, is the Eight of Swords. Tofa, you got two swords. The swords are all about communication, okay? The only thing that you can do is communicate honestly and openly with this person, and then trust. Trust that if it feels good, if it's wonderful, if you're both aligned, then it will work out. If not, bless it. And then say, thank you. Thank you for showing me this and reawakening love inside of me, because I know that something better is coming along. And then the next card that you get is the Judgment card. And this is about a new beginning in 2017, Anne, for you to have a new beginning around your relationships and to see them from a very different perspective. But your role in all of this is to open your heart. Open your heart to be able to receive and drop all expectations of what you assume or are attached to what's going to come in. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yeah, it was clear. You think that this person is available? Because last time we spoke, the person was not completely available. And that
okay.
was the reason that I didn't continue this relationship.
Okay, so it feels like he's more available now, but know that in any moment, anybody can change their mind. But at the moment, it feels like he is more open towards this. So the only thing that you can do is you can be kind and, you know, you can suggest things and then you wait to see if he is open to it as well, you know. And also, just because somebody's not open to it now does not mean that they won't be open to it in a day or two or weeks or something like that. So the only thing that we can control is our actions. So if you were inspired to take this step forward, then it would be prudent for you to do so. So again, I wish you wonderful success in your relationships.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your reading and your time. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you, Anne. Take care. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have a listener comment here from Beatrice, and she's from Austin. She says, hi, thank you for hosting. Oh, it's my pleasure. I really feel like I can finally pursue my music. However, I feel like my guides are arguing about this. Are they okay? Okay, so the first thing, Beatrice, is when I ask about you pursuing music, they love it. They're showing me that they are dancing. They're doing a bit of a jig. And they're saying, of course, Beatrice, pursue your music. That's why the seed of music was planted in your soul. And the more that you creatively and passionately and enthusiastically pursue it with joy, and of this feeling of abundant joy inside, then the more the universe will send you opportunities and the connections to be able to do more of this joy-filled energy that's inside of yourself. Now, when you said, however, I feel like my guides are arguing about this, okay, they're not only okay, but they're enthusiastic about you pursuing your music, but they may not be enthusiastic about the way that you're going about it. Okay, there's what they're saying is that sometimes when we get this intuitive push to do something, our hearts are excited about it, and then suddenly we jump up to our linear, limited minds, and we say, oh, well, I have to you know, I have to do something before I can pursue my music. You know, it's in the joy and it's in the energies of the pursuit of that music that are going to bring to you those opportunities. It's not the other way around. You know, it's not that, I have to start calling up people or doing anything external, because manifestation comes from inside of us. It comes from the joy, the fun, the playfulness, the creativity, the enthusiasm, the excited energy inside of us that speaks the same language as the universe. They want you to, they want you to ask the angels, I will let go of how this is supposed to happen. I will just pursue my music with great joy. You show me the signs on how I best need to step forward. That's it. Because they already know, with their unlimited view of, of potential, and they will send you the signs. Stay in the present moment and take your emphasis, just like Anne, off any expectation, off any attachment as to how the pursuit of your music is supposed to show up in your life, because there's no shoulds and there's no have to's and there's no ought to's and there's only our pure intention and then those signs that the angels and God will send us. Okay, let's go to the cards and see what comes out for. Okay, they want you, the Ten of Wands is definitely the card of letting go of expectations and attachments. All right, this is, you need to unburden yourself. All you need to do is pursue your music with great joy. And then the card that comes in is the Six of Swords. Now, this card is the rowing to smoother waters, you know, is letting go of any of that attachment, any of that restriction, any of that constriction in our life that we control or try to figure life out. And then once we release this, then there's an opening for us. It is truly like rowing into smoother waters. Life becomes easier. It becomes more graceful. It becomes more free-flowing as things easily come to us. And then the next card for you, Beatrice, is the Knight of Wands. And this is the movement card. This is perhaps you traveling to play your music in different places, to showcase yourself. It could be traveling for a partnership. It could be all kinds of things, but it's definitely you have got two cards in this reading that denote movement. So it's definitely going to be you pursuing your music with love and faith and trust that you co-created this to be seated in your soul in order for you to do this on the planet, to be able to feed the planet with your joy. And with only a couple of minutes left, that just about wraps up the show for today. I'd like to thank all my callers. Thank you, listeners, for tuning into the program. Thank you to those who are listening to this as an archive show, as all of the shows are archived on my Angel Healing House Radio host page on my new home of Transformation Talk Radio. Please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you would like to receive my uplifting, enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter filled with channeled messages from myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And to purchase copies of my inspirational channeled books, Angels of Faith, and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, everyone, please allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself, love, and as always, angel blessings. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye. Thank you.